You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. I cannot sin is the title of this devotion. Now, I know when that statement is made, it can stir up all kinds of feelings inside of us. It can really make us passionate because often our thoughts, our human thoughts about the Christian life is that grace is that grace so that we can keep on sinning, but mercy will never fail. And while that is true, God wants to have such a hold on us through the life of His Son in us that we cannot. There's something within us that keeps us. It withholds us. It restrains us. It's the sinless life of the Son of God. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him." And the title of this devotion, "And he cannot sin because he has been born of God." I know that this is a life that may feel to you, "I don't know this life, Pastor. All I know is, oh Lord, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Oh Lord, I repent. Oh Lord, forgive me." And oh, my friends, I've been there. And amen. How merciful He is that if we confess our sins to Him, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, it says in this epistle, 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. But dear friends, the Lord Jesus, your great and merciful high priest, whoever lives to intercede to save you to the uttermost, will reveal more and more of Himself as you embrace Him, as you receive Him, as you yield by His eternal Spirit to His indwelling life. And He brings you into a place of His rest in the Father's presence and His enjoyment of the Father's holiness, His love and righteousness. And you come to live as He lives, and that you're seated with Him, Ephesians 2, in that heavenly realm, that you live from above, Proverbs 14:14, and you're nourished from above, empowered, enabled, consistently, constantly with that renewing of life, and that you are more and more conformed to Him, transformed into His likeness. This is more real than you may realize. Now, I read something here from my Living Bible many years ago that so helped me in this area of believing. In 1 John 3, starting in verse 5, listen to this. "And you know that He became a man so that He could take away our sins. And there is no sin in Him, no missing of God's will at any time, in any way. So if we stay close to Him, obedient to Him, we won't be sinning either. But as for those who keep on sinning, they should realize this. They sin because they have never really known Him or become His." So, when I read that, the Holy Spirit so resounded in me that the secret of living free from the power of sin in my human flesh and not having it be my master, as Romans 6 talks about, and controlling me with desires and thoughts and feelings and wants and lusts and needs, is to know Christ in me. And my focus became more on knowing Christ than being free, because our freedom is in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our freedom is in our knowledge of knowing Him. The wonder of knowing Jesus Christ is the miracle of freedom and how He renews us inwardly, daily, to know Him, to perceive Him, to recognize Him. And the Apostle Paul here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 says this, "Yes, furthermore, I count everything as a loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth, the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and progressively becoming more deeply, intimately acquainted with Him, of perceiving, recognizing, understanding Him more fully and clearly, because of His sake, for His sake, I have lost everything and considered all but mere rubbish, refuse, dregs, in order that I may win Christ, the Anointed One, that I may actually be found and known as in Him, not having any self-achieved righteousness that can be called my own based on my obedience to the law's demands, that ritualistic uprightness and supposed right standing with God thus acquired. No. But to possess that genuine righteousness which comes only through faith in Christ, the Anointed One. The truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving faith." So listen, my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply, intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving, recognizing, and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and clearly, so that I may have that I may in that same way come to know the power overflowing from His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. The Apostle Paul understood there is no freedom for the soul from the agonizing afflictions of the sin nature in the flesh except through the power of the love and the life of Jesus. And you may not know this, but Jesus is able to so live in you by His Holy Spirit that He is your freedom, that you live truly free through the Son whom set you free from that horrible nature of sin that makes you complain, that makes you want, need, lust, desire, anger fits, and all the works of the flesh that Galatians 5 verse 22 describes, that you live free, that you're satisfied and complete and happy in Him, that you live in the rest of His holy blessed presence, that you live in the knowledge of His holiness in you. He is your holiness. He is your peace, your joy, your righteousness, your sanctification, your freedom from the nature of sin. And you live in this reality of His love, this reality of His grace. It is so beautiful. So let me close with 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. 1 Peter chapter 1. Here you are in the Living Bible. Listen to this. Now, Peter, Jesus Christ's missionary, the Jewish Christians driven out of Jerusalem and scattered throughout Pontus, Galatians, Cappadocia, Asia, Minor, and Bithynia. Dear friends, listen to me. God the Father chose you long ago and knew you would become His children. And the Holy Spirit has been at work in your hearts, cleansing you with the blood of Jesus Christ and making you please Him. So may God bless you richly and grant you increasing freedom from all anxiety and fear. All the honor belongs to God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for giving us the boundless mercy that we have now received the privilege of being born again, that we may be members of His own family and live in the hope of eternal life because Jesus rose from the dead. Chapter 2, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant missionary of Jesus Christ, to all of you who have our kind of faith. The faith I'm talking about is the kind of faith that Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, gives to us. How precious it is, and how just and good He is to give us all the same faith to each and every one of us. Now, do you want more and more of God's kindness and peace? Then learn to know Him better and better. For as you know Him better, He will give you, through His great power, everything you need for living a truly good life. He will even share His own glory and goodness with us. By that same mighty power, He has given us all the wonderful, rich, and wonderful blessings He promised. For instance, the promise to save us from the lust and rottenness all around us and to give us His own character. Oh, how I love to meditate on this and get these words in my heart and my mind and begin to pray them. Father, I thank You, the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You keep renewing in my heart that I can trust You with that trust of Jesus Christ, rely upon You, depend on You, yield to You by that eternal Spirit by which He offered Himself. Jesus, I thank You for enabling me to offer myself without blemish to the Father, holy, acceptable, and well-pleasing in His sight through Your Spirit, Jesus, and perfecting that which concerns me, that I live completely free by Your indwelling life, Son of God, from the nature of sin, that it cannot dominate, control me, and make me stumble or fall. And I believe, Jesus, You're able to keep me from falling and present me without fault in the presence of Your glory. Lord Jesus, I worship You that I will not sin. I will not sin because You are able to keep me from sinning. I believe, Lord, that You reveal Your sinless nature in me. I worship You, Lord. Begin to think this way. Begin to pray this way. Begin to worship this way. And you will know the freedom that comes through the indwelling life of the Son of God. Amen. Have a good day.